T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Larry Gleason, Trevor Harris, back to wrap things up. Well, it has been a really good show, quick-moving show. Thanks for everybody who has taken part in the show this evening, from Kevin Brockway from the Gainesville Sun. Kevin Burrell talked FIU football. We had Alex Dono talking about Locked On Canes, the University of Miami playing Stanford this week. A very rare game. I don't have they played? And they used to play in baseball. Coach Darryl Strong from Plantation, and then we talked about Miami Central football with Coach Derek Gibson. But there's not a program running on all cylinders in this state, and I really mean it, other than Kaiser University. Seahawks are number two in the country. They're undefeated at 6-0, coming off a big win over a rival, St. Thomas University, on last Saturday. And certainly this is a program that is doing a tremendous job. Our good friend Jaden Miller, the running back, has had a great year. Kid started out at South Dade, went to Southridge, and this is a program that, as I said, is doing a tremendous job. And somebody being right at the helm, he's been there from day one, and certainly knows the climate of this program as well as anybody, is the head coach, Miles Russ. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Hope your practice went well today.
Yes. I appreciate it working with us. It definitely went good. Just trying to keep these guys focused. That's all. Yeah.
Homecoming week, which is great. Yeah. You guys get an opportunity to play this Saturday at 6 o'clock against Weber International. A little night game, a little cooler night game, and come into this game at 6-0. Talk about this season, because, you know, when we talked about that opening game against Indiana Wesleyan, and then you had looked ahead, you said, you know what, it's going to be a challenging season. Indiana Wesleyan, one of the top programs, you know, and you went up to Marion, Indiana, and came away with a win. But ever since then, you guys have been putting it on all cylinders. Big win last week against St. Thomas University. Talk about this team and the character of the team.
Yes, I'm so proud of our guys. You know, it's a long season. It's definitely a long season, and it, you know, especially in today's college football, you know, you have a brand new team, and I'm just so happy and proud of how our guys are coming together with camaraderie, and you know, not just working hard, but everybody being together, the standard that we have for the program, and especially the new guys that are just entering the program. It's like they've been part of it for a couple of years, like our guys that are veterans within it. So, you know, I give so much credit to our assistant coaches and, you know, trainers and the players, because at the end of the day, it's all about the alignment of the program. And, you know, that's just not a coincidence that we've been blessed enough to, you know, be put in a position to do what we've been doing throughout the, you know, these past couple of games, and just trying to get better each week. You know, I love our conference. It prepares us for where we want to get to at the end of the year, you know, going against so many different styles of teams, you know, really gets us ready to go. So, I'm, you know, really happy for our guys. But, you know, my thing right now is just trying to, you know, keep them focused. You know, some of the things that we've been talking about is just a heightened focus, constant communication. And now we want to have a consistent urgency within everything that we're doing this year.
And no doubt, I mean, obviously, administration of the university has been, you know, front and center with you. Everybody, you know, every home game, they're there. They're promoting, you know, I mean, and that's big. I mean, you're getting a lot of good things done, you know, at the school. Your facility's really nice. They keep making improvements every year. The stadium, you know, continues to take shape. Talk about that, because it's much easier working with somebody from the administration in your corner and knowing that –
Yeah. No. Yes, sir. Yeah, no, it definitely helps. You know, one thing that I've learned being part of, you know, Kaiser University, you know, honestly, we have some really good things and they're, you know, helping us out. But we always talk about it's not about the building, but the people inside the building. And, you know, I really feel like everybody's on the same page and we're out to do the same thing. And the alignment that I was just talking about within our program is it goes all the way to the top, to Dr. Kaiser, to, you know, our president, Dr. Vonk, and our athletic director, Chris Swager, and then to even the other sports as well. It's a standard that they have set forth for the program. And I've just been blessed to, you know, be a part of it and been able to continue to try to, you know, hold our own in terms of, you know, not just for our program, but just what they have set aside for just the sports programs in general. So it's definitely been fun, but it definitely helps to have people on your side administration-wise. And, you know, those guys make big decisions and gives us in the right spot to succeed. And I'm really happy about that.
No doubt. Head coach is Miles Russ from Kaiser University. Seahawks are 6-0, ranked amongst the best teams in the country, as they have for the last 5-6 years. And certainly one of the big things, too, and you know as well as I do, getting people on your campus. You guys always have that door open, especially in the off season during the summer, where parents and athletes and coaches are always there. You have something going on. I know Chris Ortiz does a tremendous job in getting a lot of these kids, acclimated on campus and their parents, you know, on your Friday night events or even your Saturday 7-on-7s, where, you know, it becomes a family thing where the parents come out, they put their little tents up, they watch, you know, they cheer the kids on. But at the same time, get an opportunity to meet your coaches and meet yourself. And that's important, you know, getting on campus and showing off, you know, your beautiful facilities and having an opportunity for, you know, high school coaches and parents and athletes to actually, sit down and talk to these people and talk to you. And you're always open and you're always, you know, really friendly with all the kids and all the parents and all the coaches. Talk about that, because I was just talking about that with Darryl Strong, the head coach of Plantation, and he buys into the fact that what you put in, you know, during April, May, and June pays off this time of year. I know you guys subscribe to that as well.
No, absolutely. That's part of who we are as a program. And it's not a coincidence, you know, the type of kids that we get. And once they get in the program, it's an easier transition, you know, because we do the homework. We recruit. And I know college football is getting a little different with a lot of NIL and different things like that. But, you know, at our level, we're able to actually recruit these young men and meet them and their families and, you know, evaluate them. And obviously, you know, want to make sure that they'll be a really good fit part of our program. Because, you know, at the end of the day, my main concern is the, you know, our guys in the locker room. So it's up to myself and assistant coaches to make sure we get the right guys to be a part of that locker room and that will be a part of, you know, the standard that we have set. And we really look forward to, you know, seeing these guys in different areas in their lives, of getting them out here on 707, having them out here for team camp. Have them come see us during the season so they can evaluate us even more. And a lot of guys are, you know, very surprised at the type of talent that's running around out on that field. And they know some of the kids a lot of the kids. And that helps as well. I tell all the recruits, you know, if you know somebody, talk to the guys that are on the team. You know, I have nothing to hide. You know, I feel like the program has nothing to hide. You know, try to get as much information about us. And I think it helps that everybody, you know, truly understands and knows each other as much as possible. So once they get here, they kind of understand the standard that we have for one another. And it helps with the transition from high school to college.
Yeah, no doubt. This Saturday, October 25th, it's homecoming right there at Kaiser University on their multi-purpose field against Weber International. The game starts at 6 o'clock. Get there a little bit early. Yeah, you can get tickets online as well. And I think it's going to be a really, really good atmosphere as this team looks for its seventh win of the season. Coach, I can't thank you enough. As always, you know, I always love coming up there. It's a great time when I do to see all the guys up there. You guys do a first-class job. And best of luck this week, and we'll run into you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
Good stuff. Coach Miles Rust, the head coach at Kaiser University, will bring this show on Monday night to a end.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.